of action?
Chris likes to eat urinal cake sandwiches. Nobody really knows about this, but it's a favorite pastime of his while watching curling.
Quit getting in the fan.
Yeah, it's Chris's number one fan. You gotta play the right tempo, though, mofo.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
I'll start. You think you're good.
You think you're great.
You think you're God's gift to everyone.
Oh, shit, say.
Your head blows up.
Over every show.
You think you're a rock star, but you
really blow.
Where's your tour bus?
Where we risk our lives.
Like here, touring in a minivan.
Sleeping on people's floors.
We're lucky if we get fucking paid.
Yeah, you're a rock star.
Thanks, Ben. Where's your tour bus? And your legion of fans. Didn't know that rock star had the whole dish band hands. Sad woman taking smoke, cause the nights are in your eyes. You and I know that you will never make it. Chris Terrific taking smoke, cause the nights are in your eyes. You and I know that you will never make it.
So this next song, if you're listening at home, or, you know, maybe on what they call podcasts now, feel free to clap or shake along. Been laid to rest. before your chance to with me slowly dance.
Keyboard bass to this, Jay?
Should I play drums?
Yeah. Okay, this is the first song off of Achievement by International Falls, but tonight we're Zoo Sticks.
Zoo Sticks, not to be confused with Zeus Sticks.
No, that's who you just heard.
Yeah.
Different band, thanks.
Where the gods have gone away and wants to climb, have tools to pay, I'll carry on anyway. I want answers.
Wow, cymbals are loud.
Sorry.
That concludes.
All right. That was, what did I play? I played some old International Falls that was recorded back in Langley, October 4th, 2007. Japan Droid style. I don't know what that means. Oh, yeah, that's right. Just Jay and Megan. I played some Japan Droids back in October 2nd, 2007. Ghost House, July 5th, 2007. Notes from Underground, September 6th, 2007. Mr. Plow versus Chris Terrific, June 26, 2007. And some National Shield on January of 2007. And now we have another band live in studio into our third hour of Thunderbird Radio Hell. Third hour of 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. Live in studio with us right now, we have What's Wrong Tohei.
Yeah.
get more of our vocals in the room for us to hear? I can't hear me singing at all. Check, check, check. Live radio. I hope I don't say anything stupid. I was just asking for some more microphone face vocals.
Come on! were sacrificed.
There's a lot of pedestrian sacrifices to be made. And I'm just trying to babble while I tune up. Can't see that on the radio. Anyway, let's mellow out for a second. Let's do steady breathing.
Yeah.
played the newest song that we know how to play. It's called Poison Ground. Not sure what it's about just yet.
It's about grounds that are poison.
Maybe we're stalling because Joe's fiddling. Fiddling Joe, Fiddling Joe, Fiddling Joe. Yes, Ben, sir. How's your 3 hours so far?
Great.
Yeah?
Great. How are you doing?
Pretty good. This is awesome. I can't wait to be back here in, how many hours is it?
10 hours.
10 hours?
Yeah. 10 hours. Same set?
Yeah. Just
with doing drums instead.
Yeah. Oh, they're doing drums and vibraphone. You ready, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Ben. That was informative.
I don't want to lose a finger.
What are we doing? Oh, yeah, right.
Oh!
thanks a lot. You say party.
What's
say
wrong, Tohei? Live on CITR.
Live.
Tomorrow night at the Japan Hall as part of the After Party Show. Thanks for coming out.
You're welcome.
Woo! Good times. You Say Party, We Say Die is up next. Stick around for that. Until then, we're going to play again some quote-unquote classic Thunderbird Radio Hell. This is from this year, Canada Day. The band is Super Fantastics on CITR.
I sold my fortune for 50 grand. I divided the portions, my possessions and land. We had lived there for ages, through summer and fall. But summer turned winter, and you never told. I drive by there often and remember the day when the sun wouldn't shine, we would dance in the rain. Our life seems so simple, as life often seems, but simple so fleeting under life's gravity.
The Super Fantastics from Halifax, and we're going to play a couple songs for you.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, you, all you out there in Radio Land.
I'm Steph. This is Matt, and we're in some kind of cafeteria kind of room, playing some songs live for you right now.
The glitter that you hold
inside
in this construction paper card,
from
all of those who wish you well,
goodbye,
still miss those Tuesday nights in hell.
Turn off
the TV and let's go outside.
Sunshine,
I haven't seen it in a while.
Place your
money on the winning seat.
Smiling,
outstretched hand is all you need. There comes a time when they take you away to the countryside, and you never heard from again. They may grew from
the glitter that you hold
inside
in this construction paper cart.
Test your
luck and maybe you will win.
Wheel spin.
You never know how it will end.
Super Fantastics live in a cafeteria. No, it's a lounge, although it's right.
It's a lounge, like there's cups and mugs and stuff hanging.
We got a million fridges.
There's a dance party going on in here with that light.
There is a neat light that lights up according to how loud the volume is.
Exactly. You know what? I didn't even notice that, and I didn't realize it was doing that until maybe many like 3-4 weeks into it. I was like, oh
wow,
it lights up when I talk. It's so exciting.
I can't imagine that revelation. You probably just started going that, like testing it.
Did it make you sound more? Did it make you feel more powerful?
It totally does. Now that's the only thing I live for now on the show. So thanks for coming out. That sounded great.
Thank you for having us.
You guys are from Halifax.
Yes.
And what makes you come to this part of town, this part of the country?
Oh, it's just beautiful up here. I think Canada is amazing geographically, and I can't pass up any opportunity to explore it. So.
You guys are part of a tour? Or what's going on right now?
Yeah, we're on tour right now. We left about a little over a week ago, and so we flew into Calgary, played the Sled Island Music Festival, and so we've just been traveling around Western Canada since then. And so the last couple of days we've been in British Columbia, and... the next few days we'll be in British Columbia. Yeah.
And you played a show last night at the Railway Club.
Yes.
Have you ever been to the Railway Club?
I have never been to the Railway Club before, but it was very neat. I liked how at the ceiling level they had modeled train tracks going around. No trains, unfortunately, but probably for the best, because given the volume, they would have derailed.
Yeah. They do have trains, and depending on the night, you can ask them to turn them on. If I would have known.
Just how loud the volume was in there, the vibrations would have just shook them right off the track, probably hit someone in the head, maybe.
It's crazy.
A whole lawsuit.
Yeah. Injury, lawsuits, and then
so it's good.
It was a really fun show, though. Yeah. We played Raw Raw and the Sleepless Nights. Sleepless Nights are our friends from way back.
I used to play in that band. I actually rejoined them for a few songs.
Okay. Oh, very nice.
Last night. It was fun.
Yeah, the Railway is probably one of the longest running venues in town. All the other ones seem to be just going and flowing. So
off the rails, if you will.
Off the rails.
Halifax is the same problem.
Yeah. So very quickly, well, doesn't have to be quick, but how did you guys get started? What happened?
Well, we had some mutual friends, and over a game of tips, which is this frisbee-based game, which some of you listeners may be familiar with, it's sort of a lazy man's ultimate frisbee.
Oh, yeah.
We met, and Steph expressed that she would like to learn how to play the drums, and so I offered to teach her, and then we just started.
Was this while you were still with Sleepless Nights, or no?
I had actually just joined Sleepless
Nights
at
the same
point.
Time. Yeah. Yep.
How long ago was that?
That would have been late 2005.
Oh, yeah. It's a while ago.
Yeah. Wow.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, it is a while ago. Time flies.
And it's been wonderful ever since.
Yes. I'd like to think so.
Yeah, I think we have very low expectations just because we didn't really mean to start a band.
Yeah.
I just kind of wanted to learn drums. So we didn't really plan on ever recording or ever touring. So when all that stuff happened, it was just like a pleasant surprise.
Right. And when you first started, did you have a direction in mind at all, or did it just kind of happen? I guess you guys are sort of more a pop rock.
Pop rock. I guess, no, I didn't really start with any direction, or we didn't really start with any direction. It was just sort of, I had a natural inclination to write pop songs.
Right.
So it just became that.
That's honorable.
Had it been doom metal, we might be a doom metal band.
Yeah, we were actually pretty lucky because I wanted to learn how to play drums. I wasn't concerned with what genre of music I was playing. And I didn't even know if Matt and I had the same... We weren't even friends, so we didn't even know if we were going to get along, or if we're going to have the same sense of humor, or the same taste in music. So it just... fell together pretty perfectly.
Awesome, awesome. So, Super Fantastics live on CITR, and you guys got more songs.
A couple more songs. Yeah, a few more.
This one's off our album called Pop-Up Book, and it's called Oh, How You Used to Know Me Well Back Then. My memory is failing me, it seems. I'm not the boy I used to be, standing at your front door on Hunter Street. I didn't call you when I was on tour, and you walked right out the door. So help me, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, Lord. So how you used to know me well back then. But all the pages we turned and those books we burned quickly brought things to the end. Still I can't remember quite who I was, so I really could use a hand. So how you used to know me well back then. Then you moved away across the pond, I got nothing to do. All the places that we used to go just aren't as fun without you. So your memory is haunting me, so I'll sit at home and muse. For a while, for a while, for a while. So how you used to know me well back then. But all the pages we turned and those books we burned quickly brought things to the end. Still I'm feeling quite a bit nostalgic, lady, so I really could use a hand. Cause oh how you used to know me well.